You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We are also just days away for some people anyway, of the kids back to school. You got all your stuff together at your house?
We're getting there. We did have to roll up our sleeves and pay the fees the past couple days. It was like $500 just in fees to send the kids back to school.
What kind of fees? For what?
Well, the Biggie's outdoor lab. This is going to be an outdoor lab year, so that's $300 of it. And then, I don't know, just various, you know, school party fees and, I don't know, knick-knack.
You think
probably
Reed will handle outdoor lab better than you did?
I hope so. He's actually he's got a few friends that are a year older than him, and they've all raved about it. I absolutely hated it. So I'll see how he does. I've already told Nick Knack that if he comes to us and says, I don't want to do this, this is not for me, I'd be like, fine, you don't have to do it. No problemo. I absolutely hated it.
You were away from your mom.
I was away from my mom. It's just not fun. The high school mentors were horrible and mean, and one kid peed his pants, and I didn't poop for a week. There's a list of things.
I think it's a delightful week-long
experience. It's been around since like the 40s or something, right? So it's a really cool experience for kids that like that kind of stuff.
I've got one of my pen names that I use when I write for elementary age kids is Buster Blank, and there's a new Buster Blank book that's coming out in September, and it's set at an outdoor lab. It's not called Outdoor Lab in the book,
okay,
but that's exactly what it is. It's set up in the hills, kids there for a week, you know, to do outdoor sciencey stuff and things like that, and it's a ghost story set at outdoor lab.
Well, do you have kids not pooping for a week and urinating themselves?
I didn't do a chapter on that. I can go back and edit. It hasn't come out yet.
My other concern is that he's a sleepwalker, so I don't want him to end up out in the forest somewhere one night. And I've been assured that they do lock the doors in the evening, that he couldn't get out.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
And just us talking here. Are you projecting any of this stuff onto him, or are you keeping quiet about it and letting, like, in other words, are you poisoning the well?
No, I haven't said a thing.
Oh, I win, and it was horrible. Are
no,
you doing that?
I haven't said a thing to him about any
okay.
of it.
All right,
it's said in quiet. I mean, he's still in bed right now. So, yeah, it's just said quietly in passing to my wife that, you know,
okay.
if he doesn't want to do it,
because I'd love for him to go and, like, enjoy the hell out of it.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
It's a fun experience for kids.
We've taken him camping since he was, you know, 2 years old or whatever.
Yeah,
so he's used
it.
To being in the outdoors, and he can build the teepee fire and, you know, roast the sticks together. He'd probably be fine. So, but yeah, you know, Nick Nack, yesterday she's like, get ready for the S to hit the fan. She's like, the amount of dots on our calendar now in the next few weeks, just with orientations and things with school and after school activities, she's like, it's going to start happening again. And there's this poll out this morning asking parents and teachers what their first thought is each morning during the school year. And the most common answer from both was, oh my God, I have so much to do today.
Yeah.
How are we going to fit it all in?
Yeah.
So parents are starting to feel the stress of, you know, getting back into schedules and everything. And then there was this funny stat, too, talking about, like, throughout the school year, something like over 50% of parents forget to pack the lunch from time to time. That's how busy and just spacey they are.
Mm-hmm.
They forget to send the kiddos off to school with their little lunch. Poor little kids.
My favorite was the days that I would forget my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once or twice my mom brought it, but then it became the, hey, dude, you keep forgetting your lunch, then that's, you're just going to have to bum some lunch from somebody because I'm not going to keep making an extra trip to school. And I learned in a hurry not to forget my lunch.
One of the things I have deep back in my memory is from first grade. I still owe my first grade teacher $2. Because there was a day that I forgot my lunch, and one of the kids in my class was very kind to give me their lunch ticket. Back in the day, they had lunch tickets so you could get hot lunch. So he gave me his lunch ticket, but then that gave up his lunch. So he went and told the teacher that he didn't have a lunch, and she gave him the $2 to go get hot lunch for the day.
Okay.
And then she came to me and gave, you know, waggled her finger at me and said, you owe me $2. You shouldn't have taken this kid's lunch ticket. And I never paid her back. Mrs. Liker, Pfeiffer Elementary, first grade. I still owe her $2, and I still feel super guilty about that. It's one of those funny memories that, you know, being a first grader and being terrified of your teacher. because I got in trouble for taking somebody's lunch ticket. I wonder if she's on Facebook. I should look her up and send her $5.
Well, I was, you know, that's funny you say that. I was about to ask if she's still around,
I didn't want to say that. May she rest. I can send it to her family then, maybe.
With interest, I think. By now, it should be like $11.
I'll give her $5. Other things on the list coming up with the school year. Parents are worried about oversleeping and running late, forgetting to feed the kids breakfast, dressing them in mismatched outfits.
What's wrong with that?
Who cares? I was just talking with somebody else on a different morning show here, and they're doing the back-to-school shopping today with their daughter, and she's like, I'm fully expecting to spend $500 on just new clothes and shoes and just so they fit in. I took Reed the other day, and it's like everything he wants now is Nike. It's like, if you don't wear Nike, you're not cool. So
you're
I was
not cool
to buy
anymore?
Even Nike socks. I had to buy him Nike socks because they wear the ones that they pull up under their knees, and they got to wear the Nike logo. On those, I'm like, really?
God,
you're not cool unless you have Nike socks now. Other things on the list: giving them the wrong backpack, forgetting to pack extracurricular stuff like sports equipment, blah blah blah. Giving them the wrong lunch, blah 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 blah. So, a lot of stuff to stress parents out here in a few days, Dom.
I was gonna say this is the. On one hand, I think parents are so thrilled that it's back to school time, and they're like, "Oh, we get the kids out of the house, thank God." But you have a whole new arena of stressors that are added to you.
It's so time, though. Nicole did look at me yesterday, and she's like, "Oh my God, it's so time." You're starting to hit that last like week lull where all the kids are doing is complaining. They're bored. They don't want to do any chores or anything. She's like, it is so time. Teachers, please come take our children. Take them now.
And the teachers are like, why me?